There are a whole lot of other great voices that you can hear very shortly with the One Voice Choir. And we're going to talk about that this morning with the CEO from the Centre for Hope, Geraldine Moran. Good morning, Geraldine. Firstly, the One Voice Choir. Can you explain to us what that actually is?
Yeah, so Creativity Australia have been giving a series of grants around the country for choirs to set up in community areas. So it's a community choir based on something like Hard Knocks. And so Centre for Hope was successful. Out of 78 applicants, we were one of the successful ones, and there's only 8 choirs now in Australia.
Well, congratulations on that, firstly.
Yeah, thank you. It's a great thing, and the choir's coming out of Windale, and one of the reasons we do a lot of work in this area, but we want to showcase the talent that people have in that area, but also being supported by the wider community, so anyone's welcome to come along and join the choir.
So anybody that fancies themselves as having a voice or just loves a bit of singing, they can get in contact with you. From time to time, do you lend your hand to this, Geraldine, or are you just behind the scenes?
Yeah. No, I have been known to be on. We had a launch last week, and I was actually at the back of the stage. They kept me well away from the microphones, but I do contribute because it's a great singing is a great way for people to feel better about themselves. But also for me, I don't get to do all the fun stuff now. I get to do a lot of the admin and paperwork and that sort of stuff. So for me, it's a way of still keeping being part of what our team is doing.
Well, Geraldine, someone's got to do all the hard work, and I guess everyone else took a step forward and you're the back there. But you're not leading the choir. Who actually is up front at the moment?
Yeah, so we're very fortunate. We've got a dual leadership for the choir. We have Gumbira, who is an Indigenous performer from Arnhem Land but lives locally. And we also have Katya Baidu. And Katya has been many years around the scenes. People will know her from... she just recently was performing in One Love, which had Nikki Bomba performing Bob Marley songs. So, and Gumbira creates an atmosphere around culture as well as just fun. When we did the launch, we had everyone that was at the launch up and singing with the choir, and so everyone became a performer for the night. So between those two, we have not just talent, but they're also able to engage community so that eventually community can actually run the choir themselves. So they're great educators as well as musicians and talented singers.
Geraldine, there is nothing that brings people together more than music and having a good old sing-along. I'm guessing you see that with some of the people that are part of the One Voice Choir?
Yeah, definitely, Mark. What we see is we've got anyone as young as 4. So we have a 4-year-old who just loves singing and was very upset she couldn't get to the microphone. She was pushed out by the older kids.
Oh,
but
no.
Then we'll have people... Yeah, I know, she wasn't happy and she let us know. You heard that over the choir at the start. But also we have people that may have difficulty in relating to other people that may be through a mental health issue, or it may just be that they don't have great social skills. Singing is a great way where you don't actually have to engage. You're together doing something in common, but you don't have to talk so much because you're practicing and you're singing, and that's a great way for someone who's a bit nervous in social settings to come and be part of something.
Which is great. Now, we know you've got a couple of public performances coming up very soon, part of the Newcastle Day in Hamilton on July 3rd, and then the Centre for Hope celebrations at the Lake Fair at Mount Hutton on July 8th. So good luck with all of those, Geraldine, and if you need a spare male tenor-ish voice, pick someone else because I'm pretty ordinary.
Oh, Mark, I was getting, you know, very excited to think that we might have you join us. But we'll talk to your producer and get Robert to do it instead.
We could give, it cannot be any worse than I am, Geraldine. Good luck and thank you for your time with us today.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, the Centre for Hope doing some great work there with the One Voice Choir and their CEO, Geraldine Moran, joining us this morning at 2NURFM 103.7.